for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday morning, May the 26th, 2000. Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Ronnie Bejou from Rose Bridge, Louisiana is the teacher of the morning. Ronnie Bejou.
Praise God.
And his wife will be here tonight. Most of you know her better than him. But he's ministered here before, and we've been down to his church with Brother Jack's together. And we bless him and the ministry that the Lord's using him for.
Amen.
And don't watch the clock. Tommy doesn't, so you don't need to.
No, he's my protege. I learned from him last night. Turn over to Nehemiah chapter 8. I know it's in the Bible. Let me find it. Tommy spoke about the day of the Lord. Obviously, we're living in an interesting day today.
Yes.
As I travel as the new kid on the block, I've pastored for 15 years. And now God's moved me out into the evangelistic field. So I tell everybody I'm the new kid on the block. But I've been in ministry for 25 years. Not that that means anything. It just means that I've learned a whole lot of stuff that I don't know what to do with. But we're living in an interesting day, and the church is being positioned.
Yes.
And she's full of birth pains.
Yes.
And she needs to be delivered.
Yes.
And obviously, we understand that once you've been pregnant for a long time, you can only hold it on for so long before the water bag breaks, and then something's got to come forth and gushing, and we're going to go to a pool today where the Bible calls it the pool of Bethesda, where something was happening, but there was a condition there that needed to be met.
Yes.
But in the day of Nehemiah, there were walls being built. How many of you know we're coming to an interesting time that we got to get rid of our walls?
Yes.
Hallelujah. 15 years ago, I was preaching, come out of religion and come out of those traditional ways. And I told people, I said, I gave up Pentecostalism, I gave up Baptist-causalism, and I've become Christ-causal because the Bible said that I am the Son of the living God, and you are sons also, and we must rise up to a new level of understanding because God has given us an anointing that we should go in and not stay out. Can I get an amen in this place this morning?
Amen.
Nehemiah, are you there? Say amen.
Amen.
Verse 8 said, so they read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly. 8. Verse 8. Let's read it again. So they read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly, and gave the sense. How many of you know some folks don't have any sense? I'm preaching better than you shouting. And called them to understand the reading. Now stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. When the book of the law was read, the people stood to their feet. To give respect and honor to the Word of God.
Amen.
Most people are too busy eating peanuts and chewing gum and want the preacher to lay hands on them and get them a quick fix. But I'm telling you, this thing that is getting ushered in and we're fixing to go in is not going to take a quick fix. It's going to take the church rising to a new level of understanding, and we're going to have to put on our old traditional ways, and we're going to have to take it off and shake it off and say, God, I am willing to go in. If none go with me, I will go in.
Yes.
We have to have determination. And I know you have beautiful hair, and I used to. So don't be brushing your hair when I'm preaching. And Nehemiah, which is, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day, everybody said this day.
This day.
Tommy preached of another day. Here's the day. It's holy.
Yes.
Say holy.
Holy.
Look at your neighbor and says, you're holy.
Yes.
I'm holy. I'm unblameable. Unreprovable. In his sight.
In his sight.
Whose sight?
Oh,
y'all are doing good already. I might have to close. Until the Lord your God, not unto the bishop of the house, not unto the priest of the house, not to the pastor of the house. It says, unto the Lord your God.
Amen.
More not.
Well, I might as well. You release me and do what I need to do today.
Some of us need to quit licking our wounds, singing the same old sad songs, prophesying the same old nasty words. No longer prophetic, but pathetic. And quit fighting with yourself, fighting with your wife, and fighting with God's people. Because that only brings you into misery, and misery loves company. And if you don't get out of that misery, you're going to die, or you're going to be sick with mourning, to the point it's unto death.
Yes.
I didn't have any idea what's going that way.
Nor weep.
They weep.
For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, go your way, listen up, eat the fat, drink the sweet, send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. How many of you know there's some folks that have nothing prepared? For this day is holy unto our Lord, neither be you sorry, for the joy of the Lord
is your strength. You may be seated.
Go to Big John chapter 5. There's Big John and Little John. Then I don't know where we're going to go from there. But I'm glad you came. And I guarantee you're going to be changed in Jesus' name. Brother Bill said, sang a song that's really precious. In Psalm 16, verse 11 says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Everywhere I go, people want to have a move with God. Just kind of move around in your chair. You feel that? You just moved. But they're looking for a person. They're looking for a system. They're looking for something they can touch and feel. And oh, how the church has gotten herself in a helpless situation. Because every day with the Lord is the same. This is a holy day. You are holy people. The Bible says you're a holy priesthood. You're set apart, not torn apart. Son, I'm taking you to a place where I'm going to broaden your steps. Waters is only a distance, said the Lord. I'm bringing you to a time span where you're going to walk with me. I brought you to the lofty place and you've seen some things. And if you've held back on some things because you did not know if it was time for you to say them. And I, the Lord, said to you today, walk with me. I'm bringing you to a new dimension, said the Lord. I'm stretching your borders. You've walked in time past, and that which you did was good, and I'm well pleased, said the Lord. But I'm bringing you to a new place now. And son, I'm bringing you to a place where I'm going to even shut some doors. But don't go back and try to open them up.
Amen.
But I, the Lord, what I shut, I seal. And that I open. And son, I'm going to open the horizons for you, and I'm going to bring new visions and a new birth. And I, the Lord, shall do that. Son, thou shalt surely walk in the things that I have desired for you to walk, and never again shall you look back or be sorrowful. I'm bringing an increase in you, saith the Lord.
Amen.
A new level of anointing shall come upon you, saith God. And I will begin to use you to praise and lead people into worship.
Amen.
And praise and lead people into healing and deliverance.
Amen.
Like never before.
Amen.
And son, thou shalt see the miraculous.
Amen.
And thou shalt surely know that the Lord has put that in thy spirit.
Praise
for
God.
Son, you've taken the back row many times. And I, the Lord, said, I want you to sit in the front row with me. I want to even walk with you and hold your hand. And son, we're going to have conversation. We're going to even commune together.
Amen.
I'm coming to your house and I'm going to sup with you.
Amen.
We're going to sup and we're going to look at one another. Eyeball to eyeball. And you says, Lord, I never knew it was this good. Said, son, you haven't even begun to know how good it's going to be.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Glory. Glory. See, when you get into the pool of Bethesda, something happens. And it's not the angel that did it. It's the Spirit that moves the water. See, there's a stirring in our hearts this morning. Because we want to know God in a greater dimension. And we are good stewards. Actually, we're good Bereans. We search the Scriptures daily. But folks, let me tell you, there's a church out there like a voice crying in the wilderness. And she is searching for God in all the wrong places, and she's singing all the wrong songs, and she's been seduced by everything that moves and every wind that blows, but it is not the Spirit of the living God.
I like this, Mildred. You never know what you're going to preach when you get up here. I brought a whole stack of stuff. Can't even use it. This is good, too. I thought it was good. Bless me. I even listened to the tape. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Mildred, the Lord said, while you was praying this morning, He knows where you are, and it appears to be a very dark time in your life. He says, daughter, be assured, I'm standing on the other side of the door as I stand with you. And soon, and very soon, I'm going to bring an awakening and a new vision, said the Lord. Don't be despised in doing small things for me, for I'm going to bring you to a new and higher place. And thou shalt surely know I, the Lord. And the Lord would say to thee, I'm going to strengthen your inner man like never before. And the thing that you've desired, He said, I'm going to show it to you. And you're going to get a hold of it, and you're not afraid, like Abraham, you're not afraid to tell my children what's going on. You're going to tell them what's going on, and they're going to receive it, and they're going to be blessed, said the Lord. And there's going to be life. Life. Evermore.
In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness
of joy.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say fullness. Let's go to the book.
John chapter 5, verse 1 said, after this there was a feast. Somebody said feast. Of the Jews. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
Yes.
How many know it's good to have the peace of God? Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. Somebody say five porches. Now if you know anything about the tabernacle or the temple of Solomon, it had five porches. Hello? Five pillars. There's a flow going on in the body right now as I travel, and I'm seeing it more and more, that God is after the fivefold ministry. He's like a hound dog on a rabbit trail. And let me tell you something. When God has His eye on a woman, He is not going to change His mind. God is hungry for you. And most of you sitting here today, you have leadership potential, because the Bible said we're all ministers of the gospel. We all have a ministry of reconciliation. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Well, there was a man sitting by this pool.
Yes.
And he had no one to put him in the pool. And there's a condition to getting in the pool. You got to step out of yourself and step into God.
Yes.
You got to get out of pity and get into faith. Oh, hallelujah. You've got to get out of fear and say, God, I believe you if nobody else believes you.
Oh, how I love Jesus. You really love Jesus today? Just getting comfortable. I get to preaching directly.
The Bible says today, if you hear His voice, harden not your voice, heart. I believe that most people that get hard is because they're fearful of hearing the voice of God. Why is that, preacher? Because what God tells you is not going to be what you believe. It's not going to be what you want to hear. And it's never to go to the place where you want to go. Hallelujah. Now, in the wilderness, we understand that the tabernacle was movable. Hallelujah. Now, in there, the serpents and the scorpions and everything that can bite you at the knee, come on, and the feet, hallelujah, and the feet speak of your conduct, and God's going to let some of them bite you sometime just to find out what you're made out of, because if you squeeze hard enough, you're going to say something. And it better be, praise God. And it better be, hallelujah, because I don't want to go one more time around the wilderness. What took 40 days could have surely been taken one day or a few hours, just in a moment's time.
I ran across a prophet over in Cincinnati a couple of weeks ago, and he says while he was praying in the spirit this time, he heard, now he came out of the Baptist dimension, God forgave him, he heard this song, bringing in the thieves, bringing in the thieves, oh, we are bringing in the thieves. Now, you think about what he said. Now, we brought a lot of thieves into the house. But whose house is it? The Bible says, except or unless the Lord builds the house, we labor in vain. There's order in the house of God. There are five people mentioned in this condition when you look at that scripture. Let's read them. Speaks of five personalities. If you like to preach or teach, five concepts. In these lay great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, wilted, waiting for the moving of the water. And the angel went down at the certain season to the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Who's going to be the first to step in? There's a healer in the house today.
Hallelujah.
His name is Jehovah Rapha.
Amen.
The Lord that healeth thee. One preacher said, he's the God of more than enough. Question. If you're waiting for God to move on your behalf, you're not being stirred up, just maybe that might be something you need to give up. You see, we've been in the 60-fold for a long time. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We get another good one. Shakalahunahita ha'ala. We got them all, and we're doing all that stuff. And that's good. But when we get in His presence, when we get beyond the veil of our understanding, when we get behind the veil of our fears and the veil of our doubts and the veils of our failures, and we get into the presence of the Holy God, there is only one light in that place, and it's the supernatural power of God, and you're not going to come out the same. In Jesus' name. Now, a whole lot of folks are getting some awls slapped on their foreheads, but not a whole lot of healing. About a month ago with Coleman, Alabama. Now, if you've ever been to Coleman, Alabama, you've never been anywhere. It's God's country. These folks don't believe in cooking with any kind of seasoning. Everything's bland. My part of the world, you've got to have some Tony Sesare. Fast. And there was a woman there that night, and she had a tumor the size of a basketball. And I was preaching. And all of a sudden, she caught my attention. And I looked at her, and then I looked at God, and I said, Dear God. And I just looked at her. And I looked at it, and I looked at it, and all of a sudden, like a mighty rushing wind, it was like you take a pin and pop the balloon. And she said, Glory to God in the highest! And I turned around and I looked at her again. I said, What? Did you see that man? She said, The doctor sent me home because he said there was no hope for me. And I wasn't going to make it. And the pastor called me tonight and says, You want to come? This man's going to preach on healing tonight. She says, Oh, I've got all hands laid on me. I got the salve all over me. I got a bottle of oil poured on me. She says, I had a handkerchief tucked under my breast. She said, I've had it all. Why should I come? She says, Because the presence of God. And in a moment's time, she said, it was like someone lit a torch and stuck it in her abdomen. And she said, Pastor, I'm going to the doctor tomorrow. She said, I want to get this document. Because he told me I was going to die. But when he said that, something in me said, No, you're going to live. You see, folks, we've come into a place where we thought, This is all there is. There's nothing else. May I tell you today, when you get in the waters when they're troubled, you're in with a God that is very present. Psalm 46 says He's a very present God in a time of trouble, and He'll make Himself known.
Yes.
Notice the location was at the sheep gate. I will enter His gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord had made. I will rejoice for He had made me glad. That'll build some faith in you. He has made me glad.
I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
God's going to take away the sadness. You've been through some troubled times. God says, daughter, this is your day. It's a new day for you. It's a new horizon. There's some loved ones in your life that you're really concerned about. And God says, daughter, put them in my hand. Psalms 49 says, I've inscribed you in the palm of my hand. Put them in my hand. He said, now I'll take care of them. And daughter, fear not, for the enemy would rise up against you. And even it will look like doom and gloom. But I, the Lord, shall rise in the midst of it. And I will raise up a standard against him.
Raise up a standard.
I don't know if I'm going to get to preach, brother.
You got to step out
so you can step in.
I told Sister Cuff I'm going to teach her how to do the Cajun two-step.
Under the anointing.
It's got to be the anointing. Notice these people that were impotent folk, blind, halt, wilted, waiting for the moving of the water. We're living in a time that everything that moves, they call it God. But in 1 Samuel chapter 6, it talks about a false anointing and a false ministry. It talks about five golden emeralds. Sounds like somebody has a case of preparation H. Hallelujah. That is man-made anointing. That is man-made calling. That is Korah and her rebellious revolution. Everybody's an apostle. Everybody's a prophet. Everybody's a pastor. Everybody's an evangelist. Everybody's a teacher. Somebody's got to do the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. But this ministry came to the pool because it needed help. When you're impotent, you're hindered. And if you're impotent today, God's going to set you free.
I know I'm making the devil mad. I'm going to give him a nervous breakdown before I leave this camp. I hate that sucker. And I'm not like Flip Wilson. The devil didn't make me do it. But I am like him in another respect. What you see is what you get. I am it in the flesh. This is what you get in South Louisiana. We had the map done in our church called Ministry Assessment Program. Nice word, isn't it? How many of you know, I already know what Matt was going to tell me? 99.9 of the people said to me, Brother Glenn, you are not a pastor. You're a prophet or an evangelist. Your wife is the pastor of this church. I said, get a grip, honey. We're moving on. Of course, I went to my brothers and I was all excited. But they weren't excited as I was. And that happened. Oh, they told me, you cannot put a woman as the pastor of that church. I said, oh, I cannot. Well, I said, I'm going to rub up some feathers. Because I'm going to obey God. I'm going to do like old Peter did in Acts. Should I obey God, then men. I'm going to obey God. And here's the way the Lord brought it to me, Sister Coffey. He said, now if you think, I used to think women ought not be in the podium. They ought to be seen, you know, and not heard. Isn't it the truth of it? We can talk about her. I can have fun now. She's not aware anywhere to defend herself. But she listened to the tape, I'll guarantee you that. I just want you to know, honey, I love you. Oh, yeah. Glory to God. Thank God for Grandma Lois. Timothy's grandma. You know why there's such a great revolution and an uprising of women? It's because we're trying to teach and preach to a fatherless generation. Men have lost their backbones. They're sitting on the premises and not on the promises. And this is not Mildred Coffee. You might not like me, but I want you to know something. If you are not being fathering your children, you are causing them to be reprobates.
Exodus 18.
You don't have to turn down. I'm just going to tell you about it. You can study it on your own.
Exodus 18. Moses had a father-in-law named Jethro. Now, he considered all that Moses did. Now, I believe this is the first appearance in biblical history that God was going to use a man to tell Moses this was no longer going to be a one-man show. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Perfect pastor.
You're not going to help me, are you?
And he said, son, this is what I think you ought to do. You've taken too much load upon yourself.
Well, bless God, I've given him the word.
What else they want? The pie, too? You know the first uprising was with Korah? She said, well, I'm holy. I serve a holy God. I have the Spirit. You have the Spirit. What's different between you and me? The only difference, honey, he was in authority. You're not. Shut up and sit down. But the bottom line, if you dig a little bit deeper into the tree, the whole problem was Korah was not being fathered. And if you've got some uprising, you pastors in your church, it's because you're not fathering your sons. And Absalom's going to rise up. And Korah's going to rise up. And they're going to come together. And they say, I'll walk this. Well, let me tell you the other side of being fatherless. You don't put a son into war if he's still learning to be a servant because he can't handle the power. And it will kill him. And the only thing left for him to do is to rebel against the head.
I'm preaching good now.
I'm up to ankle deep now. Let's get a little bit deeper. And so, because of a fatherless generation, people are looking for a moving of God, but they have nothing but impotent foes.
I don't know what's wrong with my people. It must be the devil.
Might be. But Pastor, I preached deliverance to them. I said, tell me how you preached them. Shall I command the devil to name in the name of Jesus? I said, well, that's about as stupid and idiotic as I've ever heard. Does he have a name? You call him on the phone and say, hey. I'll go, hey. Who's talking? I'll say, who wants to know? You call him and say, hey, Ron, what's up? I say, Jesus, how's he lighting up your world? You address me by my name, I want to respond. The devil's not stupid. You don't address him by his name, he's not responding. I cut my teeth in mass deliverance. I was the paper towel boy. Some guys got to be the water boy. I was the paper towel boy. And I spent my $10 to go to a special seminar with Frank and Ida Hammond, and I was privileged. Sit under that ministry. And other men and women that came. But you know what they had to say? This doesn't line up with that faith and prosperity stuff. We were talking about another world here. And I started to find out that, man, I was a mess. What do you do with a mess? Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean. And he shows up out of the bottle on a white horse. And gives you the ammonia, arema, and everything's done. Like the false anointing. You got it! You ain't got nothing. But a whole lot of mess. Now, I'm a humorous person, but let me tell you, when I'm doing what God wants me to do, I'm very serious-minded. When the anointing begins to flow in healing in just a moment, I'm not going to be making light of what's happening. Some of you, four of you at least today, are going to have a divine impartation. And God's going to do a creative miracle in your body. You begin to stretch out your faith. You begin to get in this water that's moving. Yeah. See, the Spirit of God is moving. We got to get in the flow. Yeah. Got to get in the flow. And you don't need a P-Rogue to get in it. Just step in. If you don't know what a P-Rogue is, see me after church. I'll give you an interpretation. Obviously, you've never been in South Louisiana, so you wouldn't know what a P-Rogue is. Hallelujah. Here's something you can see. First come, first serve. Who's going to come first? Who's going to stand in the presence of God? Who's going to go on beyond the veil and receive His portion from God? It's the heritage of the saints. We don't have a magic portion. I don't have a lamp where I can rub genie, genie, genie. It will not work. But there is an anointing coming from the Father. And He wants to bring it down. And to the church. Folks, unless we get healed
and completely set free. We can't go in. They never left the wilderness. For 40 years they murmured and complained. Yes. And some gathered more and some gathered less. But nevertheless, we are the people of God, and this is a holy day, and this is a move that God wants to usher into the church. We must make ourselves ready. Okay. Impotent folks. Notice that the Bible is very plain. It said it's a certain season. You know, I can't turn the anointing on. I pray for folks, and I feel as flat as a pancake. And it was the greatest miracle God ever did. And the times when I felt His presence the strongest, nothing was happening. Because see, God will not share His glory. Jesus said, the Bible said, He made of Himself no reputation. So first thing I get when I'm just telling you about how it is on the highway, they say, what kind of preacher are you? I said, I'm one. They said, what do you mean you don't? I said, I can be pretty much what you want me to be, what you want. If you're going to ask me a question like that, I'm going to be sarcastic. What do you want? Can you preach on prosperity? I can preach on prosperity. Can you preach on faith? I can preach on faith. And one guy said, but don't preach on deliverance. I said, I can't come. So why not? I said, I don't know what God's going to do. And I got to respect your house. So I might as well be honest with you. Can you imagine asking someone to come preach the Word of God? One brother said, listen, I got this idea. Maybe you could give it some thought, prayer, and come and preach on that. I said, maybe I couldn't. He said, what not? I said, God didn't tell me. My brother, I said, if He can tell you, I said, go for it. Your church. Well, huh? Yeah, that's what I said. His church. How about the blind? You see them? Impotent folk, blind. Can the blind lead the blind? We know the scriptures. I'm convinced some folks want to be blind. Some folks want to be sick because they like to have that pity. I'm just trying to help you out, brother. You might not invite me again. That's all right. I'll still love you. Oh! Somebody shout glory!
Glory!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Blind are people who never come to truth. And truth is not a fable. It's a person. They never have a relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They have a relationship with the pastor. They have a relationship with the elders and the choir members. But they don't know Him.
Amen.
But they're blind. Isn't it interesting that many of them assemble week after week in assemblies? They can't find the anointing. Brother Bill, you remember this song? By the anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke. By the Holy Ghost in power, just like the prophet spoke. This is the day of the latter rain. God is moving in power again. By the anointing, He breaks the yoke. You studied that principle in Isaiah 10, and it says He annihilates the yoke. When God does something, He does well. You can't go back and find it. Hallelujah. Prayed for a lady a couple of weeks ago in Monroe, Louisiana. You know, you get the reports after you're gone. And this other brother went there a week after I did, and he said, brother, he said, there was a woman there. She had pain from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. She had back problems, severe back problems. She says she has been looking for the old pains and problems in her body. She has not had another pain since God touched her in that service.
Hallelujah.
I said, isn't that marvelous? I said, give God the glory. I ain't got nothing to do with it. What He does in me, He'll do in you. God's no respecter of person. We're living in a good day. How about the halt? Those that waver and hesitate, they're in bondage to false teaching, false anointing. Can't ever seem to do anything right. And they spend all their lives trying to please the pastor. That's a hindrance, folks. You know what we tell our people? Whatever God put in you to do, you do it.
Yes.
Now we have order. I don't just let some jack-in-the-box jump up there and start preaching. I had one guy irritate me for 4 weeks. He said, I want to preach, I want to preach, I want to preach, I want to preach, I want to preach. I said, come on, Wednesday night, you're going to preach, you're on. And he preached himself happy in 7.5 minutes. with about 8 pages of notes. I said, brother, you are better than I ever dreamed to be. You see, the problem is he had nothing to say. It was an itch, not an anointing. If you think, see, I can say this because I'm not a pastor anymore. If you think that being in the limelight is great, you talk to some of the other people in ministry and find out the cost that goes with it. When you go into the house of God and you think that God's people are just going to love you, Peggy, and just embrace you, and just are so happy that you came, and you, when you begin to tell them the truth, that they're impotent and blind and halt, and they're not getting into the water, and God wants to move in that life, you say, but I just don't see it. I just can't feel Him. Thank God for feelings. I know if you take my hand and whack it with a hammer, I can still say, ouch. Something that fought me hadn't died yet. I haven't been able to put off this body yet, like Paul said. But I'm coming today. I'm telling you, we're going to walk as sons of God. We're going to walk in the fullness.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. We're going to live in the spirit room. I want to tell you about an experience I had one time. I went to San Antonio with another brother to pray for a couple who were having marital problems. And an angel of the Lord appeared and now circled and grabbed my hands, and I opened my hand and I looked at this huge thing and I said, dear God, I'm being invaded by aliens. And the presence of God was so strong, I stayed drunk and walked in the spirit, the third heaven that Paul spoke of for 3 days, and my wife did not know who I was, but she liked it. She said, I can live with you then. What a marvelous. And I asked the Lord what that was. He said, son, in the last days, he said, you're going to walk. And my people that will come in are going to walk in that presence. I said, oh. Folks, the devil's afraid of us. He's already counting his time. He's on the move. Because see, a drowning man doesn't care who he brings down with him. He'll grab at everything that he has around him. Just don't let him grab you. You're not for the taking. You're good stuff. Look at your name and say, you're good stuff. God has got his eyes on you. He's got better things in store for you. You're good stuff. Can anything good come out of Louisiana? Amen. And the people said amen. Glory, hallelujah. How about the withered? Well, brother, the withered hand. I've seen toes grow. No. I've seen legs grow. There's ministry out there. We're fallen. And the devil's having a party. And he thinks he's won the battle. I'm going to tell you something. You're looking at a man who fell from grace and went back to the cosmos for 8 months and was bitten by every serpent and seduced by every demon that hell could throw at me. But in my heart, I still cried, Abba, Father, come, Lord Jesus, come. Lord, deliver me from this awful pit. I've made a mistake. God, put my feet back on higher ground where I can stay. Lord, I don't want to live in the devil's den. I want to live in your kingdom. And sad to say, in all the ballrooms that I hung out, 90% of the people were spirit-filled Christians. Nobody cares. There's a lot of good men and women out there hurting. I believe the Bible still says that the kingdom was taken by force.
Yes.
Brethren, we need to go out. Jeremiah prophesied, he said, there are those of you that are going to fish them and some of you that are going to hunt them out. You know where the biggest fish are? Come on, Mildred, help me out. In the deep. You know where the hunters are? They're hiding behind the clefts of the rock. Who is the rock? I'm talking about Christ Jesus. He's the rock. He's the door that's been opened for every man, every boy, and every woman. He wants you to come on in to the fullness of what He has for you. He wants you to step into the water and get wet from head to toe. Not tiptoe through the tulips. Am I helping you? I just felt like challenging you today. I really was going to preach you 3 points in a poem. This is camp, isn't it?
Yes.
This is the deliverance camp, isn't it?
Yes.
Let's get free.
Amen.
Let's get the devil mad. Let's break every stronghold, every principality, and every wicked thing in high place. Let's tear it down.
Yes.
Get rid of our stinking thinking.
Yes.
It's awfully warm in here. You want another point? Hallelujah. You got to step out to step in. Now you got to make yourself available. We have any available ministry here today? Who wants to go in? Come on, who wants to go in? Who want to go in? You really want to go in? All right. All the way in. You want to stay there? Can we make our abode there? Christ is in us. We're in Christ. He's our hope. Hallelujah. All right, let's go in. Verse 5. And a certain man, there was a certain season, now there's a certain man, was there which had an infirmity 38 years. You think you've got something to complain about. Can you imagine being sick with the same sickness for 38 years? Can you imagine being tormented by the devil for 38 years? I was tormented by the devil for 29 years. Little Catholic boy. I'd sing in the Catholic Church, and the anointing of God would come upon me. And I just thought it was a good feeling. God spoke to me audibly 2 times. And the 3rd time he had a prophet speak to me when I was in the military, and he was praising the Lord and preaching on the sidewalks of Seattle, Washington. And as I walked by, I went, "Shah! Oh, preach it, brother!" And the Spirit of the Lord came upon that man, and he prophesied a word for me. He said, "Son, you've run from me long enough. You come home. I'm calling you now." It hit my spirit. Went to Vietnam. There's a chapel in there. Little tent. Well, I was a Catholic boy. We had gold steeples and all them fancy little statues and stuff, you know. We knew how to genuflect and do the sign of the cross. We didn't know anything about the way of the cross. We just knew how to do the sign of the cross. And I was sitting in church. And I looked upon that thing and I said, "How can you help me? You're dead." What an awful revelation for a young boy to have. How can I serve God? He's dead. Because I was in a dead religion. I was being seduced by everything that could come my way. Now, I wasn't very good Catholic now. I'm good when they prayed to saints. I didn't believe in that. But my heart was shattered and it was broken. Because here I was helpless and knew that God called me. And I had no one to get me into the pool of Bethesda. I waited my turn, Faith. I cried out to God the best way I could, but nobody to put me in the pool. I even thought about cutting in line, getting real nasty with some folks every once in a while, because I wanted to get in. But just never could manage to break my way up to the front. You see, I had something that some folks don't have, and I cherish it. I had a passion. I had a drive. Something was motivating me. Something was drawing me to Himself. It was the Spirit of God. And I needed to get into that pool. I needed to get into it desperately. Because I had been impotent and I had been lamed and blind and halt and left for dead. And I looked at a very gloomy and doomed time in my life and I thought, it's over. There's no hope. There's nothing left. Religion couldn't help me. One day, my friend came to me. He said, "You need to know Jesus." I said, "Who?" He said, "You need to know Jesus." Well, I was only trying to protect my heart, Brother Glenn. I got real nasty. And I said, "Look, when I want to talk to God, I'm going to go to the Catholic Church. I know where He lives." The only problem, I just couldn't get to grip to tell Him, but I don't know why I go there. He's dead. And see, I believe for us to come out of this dimension and to get into the other, we're going to have to leave some of our beliefs and our traditional values and what we've set upon in our altars. Yes. And the things that we've lusted over and the things that we've made Lord over our lives. We're going to have to tear down the high altars, cut down the groves, and get back into simplicity and sing the old hymn that still says, "Oh, how I love Jesus."
Yes.
Because He still first loved. And old songs like, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my sins rolled away.
It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Are you available for ministry? Do you want to go out into the wilderness and be a voice crying out? Do you want to empty yourself and pour your heart out that God can pour you in and fill you up, that you can pour into somebody else? I don't care about leaving my home and traveling all over the United States, but let me tell you, I wouldn't want to be in another place. The highway miles don't matter and the hours don't matter. I just don't want to be in another place. And I said, God, if you can use such a pitiful thing like me, I'll do it. I'll go. Send me. I'm willing to go. But see, I'm not trying to build me a pie in the sky.
Hallelujah.
Or build me a big mansion on the hill.
Hallelujah.
I don't want to live next door to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I want to live with Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You want to live next door to Him? That's fine. I'll come visit you on occasion. On occasion. But I want to live with Him. And oh, no log cabin. Here we go. It's time to close. When Jesus saw him lie, verse 6, and knew that he had been now a long time in that place, he said unto him, Will thou be made whole? Do you want to be whole? The impotent man said, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. But while I am coming, notice what he said, while I am coming, I am making preparations, God, I am getting on the move, I'm getting off my blessed assurance, and I'm going the way that you're calling me, and another step it down before me. I'm not going to get aggravated because John got in front of me. I'm not going to mind John's business when I need to mind my business. But he said, Jesus said to him, rise, take up your bed, and walk.
Hallelujah.
And the church said, Amen.
Amen.
And immediately the man was made whole.
Yes. Oh,
and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the holy day.
Yes.
Brother, he broke bread. He broke tradition. He broke every condition. And he made our ministry available to us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I wonder if my brother would come and play on the piano. I want to minister to some of you in just a little bit. I believe God wants to heal you today. If you have a physical ailment in your body, I want you to stand to your feet. Father, we thank you for the anointing. Father, we thank you. You were wounded for our transgressions.
Hallelujah.
Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh God. Your presence. Touch him. I see the Lord strengthening your vital organs. The blood pressure. It's going to stabilize and remain normal. Father, yes, in the name, above every name, heal. Moshalaha. Misibdete. Yes, there it is, brother. Glory to God. Jesus, you're wonderful. Oh, bless God. Thank you, Father. A new strength. Oh, hallelujah. Revitalizing your memory. Memory. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, just lift your hands to the Lord. Right now, Father. Mildred, can you help me? Put your hand there. Father, in Jesus' name, let it be so. Heal and restore right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
I see the Spirit of the Lord just moving up and down your back. God is straightening up your spine. And these areas back in here that's been aching, God is really touching that right now, making some adjustments. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, touch Mary. Broken heart. God says He's healing that. It's been shattered. Pains from the past is removing those scars right now in Jesus' name. Seal it, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Father, touch her. Hallelujah. A little small one that you're concerned about. God said, it's got that under control. I see this little child just hopping and skipping and just full of love and joy. God said, everything's well. Everything's well. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Lord Jesus. There it is. Touch her. Hallelujah. Sweet, tangible anointing of God. You just stay where you are, and I want to pray for you right where you are today. Father, the devil's a liar. There it is. In the name of Jesus, receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. There's been a lot of mind-boggling and mind struggles in your life. I said, daughter, know that I am the peace of peace. I am He that's more than enough. Set you free. Amen. Praise God. Father, touch our Lord. Touch that mama. Her heart cries for Lord. Touch her people. Use her, God. Hallelujah. Are you in the ministry? Let me have your hands. Father, anoint these hands to lay hands on the sick and the oppressed. In the name of Jesus. In every inner city, in every highway and byway, use her, God. For such as you've given unto me, give unto her. In the name of Jesus. Let her receive that anointing today. Glory to God. Father. Yes. God said there's been some real concerns in your life. Real dark, gray areas. God wants you to know that He's going to change that. It's coming a change. And it's sooner than you think. It's coming a change. Father, touch her right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. How are you today? Praise God. Lord says the years have been good to you. The Lord says, I'm going to make them better. I'm going to bring you to a higher, lofty place. You're going to spend some time with me. I see you even standing on the mountain. And God's presence being so strong. Vision's going to be birthed inside of you. God said, it's a new day. You're not sitting too far back that I can't reach you. And I haven't left you in a corner. Daughter, come forth. I'm calling you to myself, saith the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Can't get any worse. The Lord said it's just going to get better. Amen. There's been some times in your life that you felt like you were the caboose on the train, just dead last and the dead end, and felt like you'd just been left there. Daughters, let me know, let me tell you this today. You're not left behind. I'm going to bring you to the front part. You can ride with me. I'm going to take you to strange places. But you'll be happy you came. Even to strange people. and I'll give you understanding. I'm birthing in you a new vision. And this which I do, you will thank me for it. It may seem rocky. Sometimes you might say, God, am I the only one being rubbed on here? God says, daughter, you're going to come out smooth. Everything will be all right. In the well-watered plains. Glory to God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How are you today? Praise God. Father, touch my brother. In the name of Jesus, Lord, from the top of his head. Oh, God. Heal. Restore. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my. Well, I see the Lord just removing a lot of load off your shoulders. He said, don't carry it alone. Give it to me. Give it to me. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You didn't stand up, but I want to speak the word of the Lord to you. Brother, I see the Lord. Don't know what this means to you. To me, it doesn't mean anything, but to you, it means something. Like you would take an old vinyl tent, put it together, and kind of sway into one side, then sway into the other side. And the Lord says, son, you've been through some heavy winds and even some windstorms, but I'm going to extend your borders. Not necessarily your tabernacle where your people are gathered, but he said, I'm going to extend you. I'm going to make you an extension because I've desired to use you and bring you to other places and introduce you to new people. There's going to be some new doors, new entrance, and even some old exits that you will not go back into. The Lord said, son, I'm doing the work, and I'm doing it quick. And you might even thought at times that, God, I don't know why this is happening to me. But son, despise not those things which have happened, because they're for your good. You've learned by them, and you've profited by them. And you will also be one that will help somebody else come out through a rough time. For I'm extending. You know that I'm stretching you? I'm going to stretch you as far as I can stretch you. And when you have enough, you're going to yell out. And I'm going to ease up just for a moment, but son, know that I'm coming right back. I'm going to stretch you even some more. Because I have great desires to bring you to greater places and greater plains, said the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, I thank you for my brother. I thank you for healing him right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, remove every scar, every pain, every turmoil, every dilemma that's ever come against him. Father, even things from the past that have not been settled, settle them today. Bring him to the Holy of Holies. Let him come out purified. There's been some fears that have hindered you to move into the flow that God wants you to flow. You felt a little inadequate that your wife is the preacher and you're just kind of sitting back. God says, son, I put the preacher in you. But you're going to have to trust me. You're going to have to step out and get into the flow of what I want you to do. And I know, son, that it's going to feel really weird for you. Because you thought, well, she's doing such a good job. I'll just sit back and enjoy the blessings and walk with her and work with her. He says, son, I called you first. But then I called you together. That you're not two separate identities. You're one. And I'm calling you to come and to bring forth the word of the Lord. Say, God. Amen. Praise God. How are you today? Praise God. Father, touch this woman. Oh, God. Heal her now.
Yes.
From the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Let the breath of God come upon her. In Jesus' name. I see God doing something in the internal organs. I don't know what all this means to you. God says he's touching that right now. There's been some points of discomfort. God says he's touching it right now. He's making it all. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you.
Is this your daughter?
No. I don't even know her.
You don't even know her. Praise God. A handmaiden of the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, the name above every name, do what you do best. Heal her and touch her. Hallelujah. Do you feel that God's called you to do something? God said that you're going to speak into your generation. Amen. I see you as a handmaiden and a dancer for the Lord. You're going to bring in the dance and the song of the Lord in due time. You ought to know that I have to do some work. And I'm bringing you about and some maturity. And even some mentoring is going to come into your life. But I'm bringing you away. And you're going to be known. And many are going to marvel that I could even use you. You will even marvel yourself. But know that I'm doing it, and it's not you that's doing it, says the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. How are you today? Father, Mildred. Hallelujah. Just raise your hands, honey. Let Mildred lay her hands on you. Father, I command every hurt and every pain, every abusive, every indecent behavior, any spirit of violation, I command you to loose this woman. Come out of her and let her go. Take a deep breath. Let it all out. Father, she feels like her rights have been violated. Let it go. In Jesus' name. Deep-seated hurts. Come out of her in Jesus' name. Now, Father, heal her body. She needs you right now. Fill her with your presence. Fill her with your goodness. God, we thank you for your love upon her right now. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. You feel that? Just receive it. It's okay. The tangible anointing. God's not going to knock you over. Just feel that and receive it. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. How are you today? Praise God. Father, thank you for my sister. Lord, whatever ails her today, heal her. Make her whole. I really believe God is saying something about redirecting your steps. You've been going in a direction that you think this is the way you've got to go. God says, daughter, I'm meeting you at the junction. You listen clearly to my words. Don't take the wrong turn. Listen to my promptings. I'll show you the way you need to go. And I'll make it plain. Say God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Trying to get to everybody. How are you today? Praise God. Amen. Father, touch my sister. Heal. And make her whole. Hallelujah. Sister, this is a very hard thing. There's coming a situation in your life that's going to really look like it's a tragedy. God says, stay focused and look up and know that I am in the midst. And I'm going to do everything and make everything well. But in this situation, God's going to use you to testify for Him. I don't know if this pertains to a loved one or someone close to you. I see someone in the background. I'm not quite certain what it is. But it's going to have an appearance of tragedy. God's going to give you an opportunity to be a testimony for it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. How are you today? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Father, I thank you for my brother. I thank you for what you're doing in his life. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord says, son, you're a man of integrity. You just like things to be just set in certain orders. Like things just to be so-so and just the way it needs to be done. That's the right way. And Lord says, son, I'm going to teach you a better way to even do what you're doing. I'm going to give you some thoughts and I'm even going to come to you in dreams. And I want you to do is to write it down and to listen to the instructions carefully, but because they're going to mean something down the road. I see 6 months maybe down the road, God's going to plant a thought in your mind. It's going to revolutionize your life and change your life. Amen. and there's been some pains and some hurts and some emotional scars there. And God says, son, I'm taking care of that right now. Just give them to me. Quit carrying the load. Quit trying to do it yourself. Know that I'm with you. And I'll never leave you. And I'll never forsake you. Amen. Please go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, thank you for my brother.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Son, you're like a songbird in the night. I put you in a place that to some would not be very appealing. But son, know that you are in my divine purpose, in my divine plan. And know in the very near future, there's going to be some uplifting time. And there's going to be some valley time. But son, always remember that the valley and the mountain, they're connected. And there's a stream that flows in between the mountain and the valley. And it makes happy the city of God. Son, know there's going to come a flow. And you're even going to marvel at those things that would come out of your mouth. Son, just stay tapped into the river. Stay tapped into me. And know that I'm using you. And I've planted you. And know this, saith the Lord, another one shall come. And say a further word unto you. But for the time being, enjoy what I'm doing in you. And be glad in your God, says the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, remove the pain, the agony, the rejection, the disappointments, and the failures. I break every assignment of the evil one. You loose her and let her go. In Jesus' name. There's a bubbling up. And a bubbling up. I see it like the bubbling up of when you open a bottle of champagne and you pour it in a glass and it's just full of those little bubbles and they're just all over the place. God says, I called you to be bubbly. I enjoy for you to be bubbly. Daughter, be bubbly in me. Be bubbly wherever you go. And let it rub on as many as you can touch. For I've given you great joy. Not only joy, but great joy.
Amen.
Just keep bubbling.
Amen. Okay.
Keep bubbling.
I will.
Praise the Lord. How are you today?
Fine.
Praise God. Amen. Father, I thank you for my sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know anything about the Rose of Sharon?
Yeah.
Praise God. Maybe you could teach me. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for my sister. The Lord said you're like a rose.
Oh, praise the Jesus.
With the morning dew. There's a freshness about you. But there's a part about you that you've hidden. You've kept locked up because you were afraid to release it. And the Lord says, daughter, don't be afraid. I put it there. Let me enjoy the fragrance. Let me enjoy the sweet odor that you bring into me. And begin to praise me. And begin to adore me. And just let these things come out of you. For they will be touching the lives of many that will hear. And you will touch the lives of many from this place and that place. And know that thou art surely considered in my eyes a rose, said the Lord. Now, Father, heal this woman. Make her whole in every part of her body. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Mildred, you might as well stand up here with me for a moment. There are places I can't lay my hands, so come on up here. That's okay. I don't know where I'm going either. Put your hand on her kidney point. Father, I curse the roots of this thing in the name of Jesus. You spirit of infirmity, I remove every dagger. In Jesus' name, command you to loose your hold. Make a hold right now. In Jesus' name, I thank you for setting her free. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You need to be in that session this afternoon, Miss Mildred. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just hang around, Mildred. Glory to God. How are you today? You want to share that with everybody? Is it good? Huh?
Yeah.
You getting drunk? Why?
Yeah.
What's the matter? My hands as cold as ice. Well, your hands are warm. What's up? What's up?
Oh,
what's up? What's up? The Bible says these are not drunk as you suppose. Isn't that how you can get drunk without drinking? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Wow.
Well, just enjoy it. Enjoy it. I'm certainly not going to stop it. Go ahead. Let some of that get on me. Glory. God good?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
There's a laughter that comes from the holy place.
Mm-hmm.
God said, there are times that the enemy is going to rise up. You need to laugh. And laugh. And laugh. And laugh some more. He gave it to you. Might as well laugh at it. Can't change anything by worrying. But you can by the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
Just strength.
Yes.
Father, whatever she needs today in her body, touch her. Oh, my. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Make it whole. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. How are you? Now, there he goes. See what people from Louisiana do? But I'm not the one doing it. How are you today? You going to make it?
I'll make it.
You going in? Well,
yes.
Praise God. Let's lift
I
your hand.
To.
Praise God. Father, in the name. Oh, my. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Kill!
Mm.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, in this area, right now, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Come over here, Mildred. In the name of Jesus, right now.
Yes.
Go.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Make
her whole. Ushalabakata. I like some of that myself. Glory to God. I ready to pray for you? Touch her life. Let that joy fill her sleep. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Did I miss anybody? You want prayer? Father. Glory. There's some sadness. Buried way deep down. God says, son, give it up. Some sadness in your heart. You don't even like to get in touch with it. God knows what it is. It's a pain. It's something that happened to you. Don't come here. God says, son, give it to us. We think that sometimes we get complete manifestation of what God wants to do. Somewhere down the road, we find out that there's still something that we finally surfaces up. And God said, now cut the head off. Amen? See, God's setting you free. Complete freedom. I even sense God said there's some things you're worried about. So that he's going to take care of it. Don't worry. The sparrows don't worry. They fly from tree to tree. Amen? Praise God. Father, heal him. Make him whole. In Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh. There have been times where there have been those who have said, you were a hard man. God says, you're not hard. You're pliable. And I'm positioning you. You say, well, Lord, what I do well. Lord said, that's true. But what you do for me, you'll do better. He said, son, I'm putting something into your hands that you're going to have to take to another place. When the time's right, there's a season. He says, I'm going to equip you. Know that you're in a time of transition. God says, I'm moving just right along in your life. You say, well, sometimes, Lord, I don't feel like it's moving fast enough. He said, it's moving fast enough for me. He said, time means nothing to me, son. It only means something to you. And I consider your thoughts and your ways. And I've even considered that which you've said to me in the night times. I see you as one who's a builder. Can build things. Beautiful things. I mean, things that no one would imagine could be put together. God says, I'm going to give you that ability. But it's not going to be structure of buildings. It's going to be people. You're going to build and develop in them a goodness of God. And I'm going to use you. Father, whatever my brother needs today. Oh, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Touch him right now. I feel that presence going through your body. In Jesus' name. Make him whole. Hallelujah. Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Where's some brother?
That other Jim.
That
door.
Jim. So, come on up here, brother. Lay hands on him. Father, in the name of Jesus, I break the stiffness. In the name of Jesus. God, you said, we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. In the name of Jesus, Father, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, remove this tightness and this pain. We command every oppressive spirit that's trying to nag and bite and claw his neck. Father, his will has been surrendered to you. We break this fullness of sight.
Amen.
Father, we thank you that you make him whole.
Amen.
Man. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I see a settling in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
God just has a lot of tension.
Mm-hmm.
Just settling.
Mm-hmm.
I see you're going to hear his voice in the night.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a breakthrough for you.
Praise
the
Lord.
Well, amen. Hey, Mom, you want some prayer? You're the mom of this camp. I don't know if I'm trying to focus in on you and knowing that God's good. Father, touch my sister. God, only you can. She's only begun to fight.
Amen.
She's a precious vessel. Silver and gold. A jewel in the house of God. Touch her, Lord. We curse this thing that come against her. We command all that is going on in her body right now to dissolve and to be made whole. Peace! I speak to your house in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your anointing that removes every yoke. Satan, you have no dominion.
Amen.
Your assignment has been broken. Father, when you lose your peace in a person, the whole house is made well. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
I missed her. I did. Praise the Lord. How are you today? Hallelujah. Just lift the Lord. Your hands to the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, come in all those things, hurts and the pain, violating spirits. Come out. Let it go. Come out. Let it go. Let it go. Oh, my. Somebody's done you wrong. God's going to make it right. Just release some forgiveness toward that person right now. I really feel this from the Lord. I'm not trying to get you, but you need to be in that meeting with Sister Mildred this afternoon. There's some other areas of your life God wants to cover. Amen. Father, now heal her. Make her whole. Set her free, Jesus. Only you can. We love you and we adore you. Jesus. Praise God.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.